That's cool for a Sunday, but are we excited about Jesus this morning? Can I hear the people that are excited about Jesus? Yeah, yeah. Anybody know that the love of God never fails? Do you believe that this morning? That no matter what you face, no matter what happens, even when it sometimes feels like God isn't present, the love that He has for us is never going to fail. Amen.
Trial and a change, yeah. One thing remains. Oh, one thing remains. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out.
by the power of your great love.
Sing it out, church.
My debt. Nothing that can separate my heart
from your grace.
In death and life, say, in death and life, say,
in life,
I'm still confident, God, that you will cover me.
Understanding and having that confidence that the love of God will never fail, can we just lift our hands? And we lift our hands not just because it's a church thing, not just because it's a custom. We lift our hands to show our surrender. We lift our hands to show our confidence in the very thing that God is, which is love, yeah? We lift our hands to show that we are unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We lift our hands to say, God, we still trust you even when it doesn't make sense. We lift our hands to say that all of our lives you have been faithful. We lift our hands to say all of our lives you've been so good. We lift our hands to say that every breath that we're able to give you, we're gonna give. We lift our hands because you're God. God, we love you.
'Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, yeah.
So good. With every breath that I am in.
Oh, I'm gonna sing
of the goodness of God.
'Cause he's a good God, sing all my.
You have been
all my life.
All my life.
is running out.
Give the Lord praise all over this place. Give Him praise. He's worthy. Do you feel Him in this place? Do you feel the joy of the Lord sweeping across this room? Come on, give Him praise in this place. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You're good, God. You're good, God. You're good. There's no one like You, Lord, in all of heaven or all the earth. No one matches You in goodness, Father. We declare that You are high and above it all today. Hallelujah! 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 We love You, Lord. We bless You, Jesus. The goodness of God sweeping over this room right now. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it, Jesus. We receive Your goodness today. God, we thank You that You've never left us nor forsaken us, that You've always been there. Even when it felt like You weren't, God, You were right there. And so we know that You are here now. You are here to heal, to save and deliver. Father, we thank You that You are here to comfort the brokenhearted. God, we thank You that You are here to bring joy. And so we receive Your joy today. Come on, let's give Him another hand of praise. Receive the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's sing it again. Let's sing it again. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running.
mercy shall follow me.
Your goodness is running out.
It's running out.
It's running out.
Your goodness and mercy shall follow me.
Your goodness is running out.
Running out.
It's running after me.
See, your goodness is running.
Your goodness is running out. It's running after me.
Your goodness.
Your goodness is running out. It's running after me.
All over this room. Just close your eyes. Keep singing that, Corey.
It's running after me.
And just meditate on the Lord for just another moment. Let Him minister to your heart. He's running after us today. Jesus. Let Him run after your heart. Keep silent. If these keep silent, even the rocks will cry out. We have to give Him our praise. We have to let it out. I don't know about you, but I can feel the temperature rising in the room. The spiritual temperature of this room is rising. I can feel the anointing of the Lord. Come on. Come on, give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you need from Him today, just reach out and grab it. Just reach out and receive it. The Father wants to bless us today. And so, God, we thank You for this time of worship. We thank You for the opportunity to gather in Your presence and to receive from You and to also bestow upon You our praise and our blessing and our gratitude for who You are. We worship You today, Lord. We honor You and we love You. We surrender our hearts to You. We ask that You would speak to us as You minister the word and as we continue to worship You throughout the rest of this service. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. You can be seated. We're so glad that you've come to worship with us today. If this is your first time at Carpenter Shop International Church, we'd like to ask you to stop by the Welcome Center in the foyer after the service so that we can give you a gift and a personal welcome to our church. At this time, we're going to continue to worship the Lord with our tithes and our offerings. There are several ways to give. You can do so on our My Church app. You can do so online. You can also do so by text. The information is on the screen. And if you're giving by cash or check, please include your email so that we can send you a giving receipt. And if you're going to bring that forward, you can make your way forward at this time to drop your offering in the buckets. God bless you. as you give.
He cares for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, stand to your feet with me one more time. Come on, just stand to your feet all over the building. Just worship Him. Cast all your cares on Him. Hallelujah. For He cares for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you know this or not, but the imagery that Paul is using there is that of a dump truck. How many of you have ever helped somebody unload something? And this is the place where we're putting it. So you stand there and you tell him, come on, come on. We do all this. Moan back, moan back. Come on, moan back, moan back. Anybody ever said moan back? Moan back, moan back, moan back. And then what do? You go, eh. And once you get him in the right place, what do? Dump it. And he hits that hydraulic lever, that PTO shaft starts to turn it on the inside. And everything in the trash dump gets eliminated. Amen. Come on. Notice what he says. You cast all your cares on me. You know what the Lord is saying to you? Go ahead and dump it. Come on. Go ahead and dump it. Praise the Lord. Come on. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Amen. Well, I could have called in sick today, but I didn't. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, have your way today among your people. Touch and heal. Touch and heal, God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, high five somebody before you're seated. Praise the Lord. I want to preach a message to you today that's simply entitled, Jesus Heals. Amen. Jesus Heals. I want to begin with a real life story. According to Luke, amen. According to Luke, of how God used Peter, God's using, listen, Jesus is not here, okay? At this point, Jesus is gone. But God uses Peter in the ministry of healing. Somebody say healing. After the Spirit of God has been poured out and ministry is now, hear me, ministry is now trusted to the Christ followers. Guess what? He's still trusting the Christ followers today. He is. He's still trusting us. Jesus isn't here. He's left us the earth. He's left us the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to minister. And this is what it says. Acts chapter 9, verse 32 to 35. As Peter traveled about the country, he went to visit the Lord's people in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas who was paralyzed and had been in the bed for 8 years. I mean, I've had 8 days down before, but 8 years, this man's paralyzed, and Peter walks in, and he doesn't waste any time. He doesn't say, how are you doing? What's up, Aeneas? He walks in, and he says, Jesus Christ heals you. Just like that. Jesus Christ heals you. I've been studying healing this last week, and I thought it's kind of cool. Here I am studying healing, and I'm struggling to be well myself. Amen. But you know what? The devil's a liar. He is. I don't feel bad. I sound bad, look good. You know, I know. Amen. I mean, if I had to do one or the other, I'd rather sound bad than look bad, all right? So, no conceit in my family. But God trusts
the ministry. Hear me. He trusts the ministry to people. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. And I've been studying healing this week, and one of the things that I learned is that you can't find a place where somebody asked Jesus for help and Jesus prayed for him and nothing happened. The Bible says he healed everyone. Amen? Well, you say, well, I don't see that happening today. Well, it's not his fault. Okay? Not his fault. His blood has the power. His blood was shed, wrapped up in the atonement was healing of our bodies. Amen? And the Bible says that once this man was healed, look at it, immediately Aeneas gets up. And look at verse 35. All those who lived in Lydda and Sharon, that's over near Harrodsville. Sharon, raise your hand. Come on. That's over near Harrodsville. All right. All those who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him, and just because of this man's healing, what happened? Revival broke out and people turned to Jesus. God's going to touch some people here today. Okay? I believe that. God's going to heal some people today. And what should happen is the noise about that should spread. It should spread abroad. Amen? Just last Sunday morning, I got a call, 6:30. Brother William Robinson, who usually sits over here to the far right, called me, and he asked, I could hear the desperation in his voice. He said, Pastor, I'm in trouble. I said, what's going on, Brother William? He said, man, he said, I'm in severe pain. We're rushing me to the hospital right now. Kenny's voice cracked, and he began to weep. He said, can you pray for me? And I just started right then, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just lift William to you right now, Lord. Dispatch the angelic God to guard him in all of his ways. Touch and heal him, Lord, in Jesus' name. That's all I said. Touch and heal him in Jesus' name. He got to Vidant. He was taken immediately to the heart center, discovered he had a torn aorta. The aorta is the largest carrier of blood in your body, the aorta. Schedule him for surgery, 5 a.m. the next morning. The surgical team comes in. The doctor says, we need to take one more look at this before we operate on you today. And he said, me and my wife were standing there listening to them. He said, we're going to take an ultrasound here. Just take one more peep at it before we go in. Are you ready? And William said, yeah, I want to get this over with. He said, well, the blood is entering parts of your body. And it's not good. It's supposed to flow through the, but he said, blood is invading your body outside of veins and arteries and things like that. So he said, we've got to get this taken care of. They pull the ultrasonographer in there. She takes a picture and she looks like, whoa. The doctor said, what is it? She said, look at that. The doctor said, wow. He said, it wasn't like that yesterday. And God supernaturally healed William Robinson. Yeah. Hallelujah. Supernaturally. He stayed for a day, came home. Sister Robinson said, well, what are the restrictions on him as far as what he can do? What he can eat. He said, I have no reason at all to put any restriction on your husband. Tell him to live his life as he's normally lived it. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus heals you. Amen. Jesus heals you. Last week we talked about the presence of the Lord. We talked about omnipresence. Remember that? He's everywhere present, which is an attribute that God has that you and I can't have. Would be nice sometime, but you can't be in two places at one time. David said that he could not ascend to the heights nor the depths and not find the Lord there. But we also talked about that aspect of God's presence where he shows up in a manner greater than corporate or collective presence. Just let me tell you, I knew a man that pastored a church for 9 years like this. Amen. Over in Moyoc. He was the pastor. He had a terrible disease of his vocal cords, and he sounded like this every day of his life. Guess what? The church let him stay there, all right? So don't you blackball me and try to get me out of here, okay? You got to at least give me 9 years. Come on. So then there's that omnipresence, but then there's that manifest presence where God just shows up and shows off. Amen. It's kind of like when Moses went to the burning bush. God gives him a direct line. Come over here. Moses goes over there and he says, hey, stop right there. Take off your shoes. Put your Nikes around the side. The place you're standing is holy. And the Lord stands right there and directively gives Moses his calling, his commission. You're to continue. You're to communicate with the people. You're to talk to me. And God does that. God releases his manifest presence in the life of Moses. And then we watch him go on a mountain. And 2 million plus people are watching Moses, the cloud at the mountain, and God's talking to him. He says, here, I want to give you some instructions. We know them as the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods before me. I don't know about you, but I still believe in the Ten Commandments. Come on. You shall not have idols. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord. That includes when you're at the ball game and the referee makes a wrong call and you say, oh, Jesus Christ. That's wrong. That's wrong. You don't use his name for frustration. Okay? Somebody say, forgive me, Lord. You don't misuse the name of the Lord. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy at least twice a month. Did somebody say something? All right. Three, if you can. Honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery with your cell phone. Or anyway. You shall not steal, even from the IRS. I'm just, I got to get it down to where you live, okay? Some of y'all are going to be working on that in just a few weeks. You shall not give false testimony about your neighbor. And don't you dare covet your neighbor's Tesla, okay? God's manifest presence led his leader. And that manifest presence showed up when the Israelites needed him to defeat armies, split seas, and make a way where there was no way. We trace God's presence to continue to manifest himself in the life of Moses. And as we trace this amazing aspect of God's presence in the Bible, we see that God's presence even shows up in modern times. Malachi 3:6 says, I'm the Lord thy God, and I change not. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in the United States in the early 1900s, there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit called the Azusa Street Revival. Come on. Where a man named William Seymour put his head down in a tomato crate for hours upon hours and said, God, move by your spirit. The revival lasted for 3 years. That started in someone's house on Bonnie Bray Street. Pastor Joy and I drove up in front of that house one day and just sat there and looked at it. It's still there. That's where William Seymour lived. They saw a tremendous moving of the Holy Spirit. Revival, repentance, salvations, spirit baptisms, deliverances, and healings. And it simply seemed that uniquely the manifest presence of God was there. Present to move, present to change, present to transform. It reminds me of when Jesus was in town in Galilee. It was Capernaum. I was just there weeks ago. Small little town about the size of Cofield. Luke chapter 5, verse 17 to 19 says, he was in Capernaum one day, Jesus was teaching. And the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were sitting there, waiting for something to criticize. They had come from every village of Galilee. Listen to this. They had come from every village in Galilee to hear him. Came from Judea, came from Jerusalem. And look at what it says in verse 17. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Did you catch that? The power of the Lord was with Jesus. Example, some men carrying a paralyzed man on a mat tried to take him into the house to lay before Jesus. But when they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they go up on the roof. Up on the roof. You remember that song, don't you? Think about it next time you hear it. The faith. They took him up on the roof. And they dug a hole through that thatch roof. Big hole. Can you imagine being in this meeting right now and all of a sudden somebody busts through this roof and lowers a body down right here for the purpose of healing? That's what happened. They busted through it and lowered this man down. And you know the story, Jesus healed him. And he also said, your sins be forgiven. Oh, the Pharisees love that. There's something we need to talk about. Jesus said, which is easier? Okay. Which is easier to say, be healed or be saved? Which is easier? Man, what faith they had to lower this man down. Verse 17, I love it. The power of the Lord was present to heal. One translation says, the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal. The power is what? Dynamics. It's the word dunamis in the original language. You see, you have to, listen, you can't study your Bible and use Webster's dictionary. Throw it in the trash. Throw it in the trash, because the Bible wasn't written in English. Okay? You have to take the original language, which for the Old Testament is Hebrew. For the New Testament, it's Greek. So I'm going to give you some truths today that you will never know. Webster doesn't have any idea about this. Okay? You have to go to the Greek language, because the Bible was written in Greek. I'm going to shock some of you in a moment. Look at what it says here. Matthew 4, 23 and 24. Jesus went through Galilee. Throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. Think about that. Healing every sickness and disease among the people. Verse 24, news about him spread all over Syria. People brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, demon-possessed, those having seizures, paralyzed, and he healed them. Matthew 9:35 adds an interesting word. It says that Jesus healed every sickness. Jesus healed every disease. I've often wondered why that it says in Matthew 4 that he healed every, notice this, disease and sickness. Why do you use two words? Why didn't it just say that Jesus healed all of their infirmities? Just cover it all. But he used how many? Two. Jesus healed their sicknesses. Jesus healed their, I want you to say it like this, diseases. Don't say it too fast. I got a point in that. Dis-ease. Something has stolen the ease off your life. Something has stolen God's intention for you. I looked up those words years ago. They're very interesting. Sickness means an infirmity of a physical nature, a bodily sickness. You know, something going on with your flesh inside your body, with your organs, something in the circulatory system, something to do with your body. Blinded eyes, Jesus touched blinded eyes, healed withered hands, healed palsy, opened deaf ears, something to do with the physical. But then it says he also healed diseases. I had to sit there and study that and study it over and over again. So wait a minute. That's strange. Disease, dis-ease. Disease is the word. Its root is malakos in the Greek language. Translated, akadamite. Some of you are still lost. Translated, a young boy who's held back for sexual purposes by another male. Jesus healed all manner of diseases. So present in that particular day was sexual perversion, so much that a man would hold a young boy back and use him for sexual purposes. The Bible says Jesus healed that too. One translation has it in the margin, this is another word for effeminate. Okay, are y'all with me? It's another word for effeminate. I remember several years ago when I discovered that, I thought, whoa. So Jesus had in that culture, first century, dealing with guys who were struggling with humanity, struggling with their masculinity, and they were effeminate because they had been socialized to hang out with the man, but for the wrong reason. Held back, socialized, influenced for sexual purposes. But the Bible says Jesus healed that. And I don't have to tell you, we have a culture today that has gone absolutely wild in sexuality. Absolutely wild. We have a culture today that has gone absolutely crazy in pornography. I mean, you can't even pull your phone out before TikTok is sending reels to your Facebook page, and you might be listening to the gospel being preached on one reel, and you know, those of you who have a phone like that, it loads up another one right behind it, and you might go from the gospel preaching to something that you have no business looking at. And that's what you have in your hand all the time. Influencing the lives of you and your family, influencing this culture. And so it's so dangerous today. So dangerous. And listen, I don't have to tell you, in a crowd this size, there's some people here who need to be healed. Somebody say healed. from pornography. Healed from pornographic influence. Not a man problem anymore. It's a people problem. Women viewing pornography just as much as men ever did. It's a popular thing. The sex toy industry has gone crazy. All kinds of things available for you to play with. Dis-ease. Dis-ease. Dysfunction. Things that you bring into your life and your influence that is so sad. So sad. Jesus healed those things. He healed all manner of sickness and disease. You know what? The first time I studied that, I like, let me study that again. Let me make sure. Let me make sure I'm trying to convince myself that that's not what it is. Because I'm going to say it in the pulpit. And I have no doubt. All I'm doing is rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay? Cutting it straight. It's true. Jesus dealt with this. Jesus healed those who had effeminate nature. Okay? Because someone had coached them or voluntarily influenced them the wrong way. And guess what? He's trusted us today to steward healing. He's given healing to the church. He's giving healing to the Christ followers today. That we are to pray for the sick. And the Bible says they what? They shall recover. They shall recover. He's not here, but he left us the power and he left us the dynamics to deal with physical ailments. He left us the power to deal with social ills. Okay? And listen, if you're not comfortable, you say, well, man, you got a lot of courage. I'm not comfortable even talking about that. You better get comfortable because you're going to deal with all kinds of things today. And you better get comfortable just going there and dealing with it. You have no reason to buckle under. You have no reason to be afraid. You minister the truth as God leads you to do it. Amen. I have no doubt today that there are people here that you all week you've been saying, Pastor said there was going to be the Lord's presence there to heal. I'm going. There are guests here today. There are people here today that don't normally come to church here because they heard we were going to have a healing service. Can I just tell you, God is faithful. God is faithful. Come on. God is faithful. And he's going to heal. He's going to touch people. John 14:12. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I've been doing. But look at what he says. And they will do even greater things than these. Why? Because I'm going to my Father. Acts chapter 1. But you shall receive power. Dynamics, dunamis. You shall receive the power as the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be able to do greater works than Jesus did. That's why we have Peter in the backdrop of this message. Just tell a little story about Peter. A recipient of the Holy Spirit. Going down the ladder. Sharing community. Knocks on the door. Saw a guy there. Been laying there 8 years. Jesus heals you. Just like that. He's healed. Take up your mat. Roll your mat up. Stand up. And the Bible says he's healed. And all those who lived there saw him and turned to the Lord. Peter walked in the dynamics of the Holy Spirit. He takes a man who has an 8-year infirmity and he speaks to it. Get up. Roll up your mat. And the man was healed. And his healing resulted in revival. I want you to prepare your hearts this morning. I want my leaders to come and stand. There are places marked out here. Just come and stand. Find a place on the floor. Just come and stand. Come and stand. Prepare yourself. I just simply want to tell you today that God loves you. He does. God loves you. He loves you so much. I love to hear good reports. I love to hear good reports. It may not sound like much to you, but just a week or so ago, I got a text message. Hey, pray for Melvin. He's going in for a catheterization tomorrow. Oh, okay. Lord, I just pray there'd be nothing. Nothing. Man, it's such a good report when you get a text hours later, next day. Hey, there was nothing. There was nothing. You woke me up last night, Melvin Shamley. You woke me up. I woke up at 2 o'clock and I was praising God, laying there thinking about today's message. I was saying, Lord, thank you for a good report. Thank you for a good report. Then I went into this dialogue. I don't know if I was dreaming or what. I don't usually have significant dreams, but I like what I experienced. I was talking to Mr. Melvin. I said, Mr. Melvin, you don't need to worry about stuff like that because I can see you at 95 years old out there putting. Somebody said, oh yeah, Shamley, he ain't gonna quit. He's 95, he's still playing golf. Get ready to enjoy some good years. Your latter days will be better than your former ones. Come on, give the Lord praise. Good years. Good years. Health. Because you know, when you go take a test at the hospital, you know what you do? You worry about it. I wonder what they're going to find. I wonder if I've got a blockage. I wonder if I've got to have open heart. You start to worry about that stuff. But you don't have to worry. There's nothing there. Amen. There's nothing there. Come on, start singing that song. You know what they're going to do? They're going to fill this atmosphere with holy anointing. Holy anointing. Listen to the words. Listen to the words. Oh,
on.
God, you said your word. Just to hear your mind.
You are the one, God.
Some of you probably have family members. You say, man, I got somebody in my family that's living in the midst of that disease. Pastor, what do you think that is? I think it's a spirit that needs to be broke off of them. Okay? Matter of fact, you may be here this morning. You may say, well, you know, I've struggled with that myself. I've talked to many people over the years. They say, you know, I'm not gay, but I've struggled with the feelings. You know what that is? That's a spirit knocking on your door. Hey, won't you let me come in? That's a spirit. Somebody say it. It's a spirit. You're not born that way. It's a spirit. Some of you may have family members that need that broke off of them. Why don't you come and pray for that family member? Why don't you come and stand in for that family member? And then you begin to pray for them in a way that you never have before. These people are here. They're ready to pray for you. They're ready to pray for you.
You are
my healer.
that you're my healer, and I believe that you are all I need. And I believe that you're my portion, and I believe you're more than enough for me. Sing, Jesus, you're all I need. Sing, I believe that you're my healer, and I believe that you're all I need. Yes, you are, yes, you are, God. Oh, and I believe that you're my portion.
Testimony this morning. Sometimes it does your heart good when you hear, well, it was a good test. They didn't find anything. It encourages you. They were overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. When I hear God does incredible things, it gives me the faith to believe. I remember almost 3 years ago when we prayed for Shelby, who was plagued with epileptic seizures. And just, you never knew what was going to happen. I have a family member like this. It just comes out of nowhere. Happens, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, it's been about 3 years since Shelby had a seizure. She was prayed for. We believe in the healing power of Jesus. I pray for her every night. She has been doing great. We've had at least 5 doctor's appointments between neurology, heart doctors, and everything checks out great every single time. They keep pushing it further and further back. And I know it's nothing but Jesus. I know that as long as I put her in his hands, she's going to be great and do amazing things. And I just want to praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I prayed for Baron a few moments ago. And, I mean, just a miracle that you're even alive. And, but you say, you know, there's a man in the Bible that Jesus prayed for. And he said, he was blind. He said, can you see? He said, I see men that they look like trees. So what does that tell you? The work was not yet, help me here, completed, finished. And so Baron's facing challenges in life where he's trusting God to finish it. Somebody say, finish it. Finish it. God's going to finish it. He is. He's going to finish it. I just told him a few minutes ago, I said, man, every morning you wake up, just wake up and just say, good morning, Lord. Thank you for healing me. All right. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for healing me. Because what? Healing is a process. I know everybody wants the whole package just like that. But it doesn't always happen that way. Thank you for healing, Baron. Thank you for healing, Baron. Thank you for healing, Baron. Every day closer to complete, total healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And see, now we share that in all of this body. You can be praying and the Holy Ghost can say, hey, pray for Baron. Okay, pray for Baron. God, complete your healing. Complete your healing. We haven't finished yet. I mean, listen, why did it take so hard for some of y'all to move? Amen? Why is it so hard to just stand up and just move forward? That's all you have to do. It's like a buffet. Amen. The table is spread. Amen. The table's spread. Just go get it. The healing's already paid for. Amen. Hey there, how are you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm drawn to you guys, man, for some reason. Stand up, both of you. I don't know. Why am I drawn to you? You have a need in your life? All right. You got a lot of stress. How about you?
Both work a lot.
You both work a lot. So you got a lot of stress. Praise the Lord. I love your shirt, man. I love your shirt. You been here before? Long time ago. Welcome home. There's a man in the Bible named Bartimaeus. He was blind. And still the Lord asked him, Bartimaeus, what would you have of me? I like to say it like this. He gave Bartimaeus a blank check. Okay? He just gave him a blank check. Hey, you fill it out. Is that fair enough? He gave him a blank check. And you've used general terms to describe where you are. But I get the feeling that behind that general term, I'm just stressed. You're facing a mountain that you really don't want to say it in this crowd. Is that true? Don't really want to articulate it. It's a lot, isn't it? Lift up your hands right where you are. Come on, lift them up high. I'm going to watch the supernatural power just infuse your body right now. In the name of Jesus, God, just wrap her up. Just wrap her up, God. Take all the stresses. All the stresses. Come on, just talk to him. Just tell him, thank you, Jesus. Just thank you. Just receive that. Receive that. Receive that. He's taking a lot of that stuff right now. By his stripes, the Bible says we're healed. He took all your stresses on the cross. And you're standing there, your arms are up like a point of surrender. That's what it's a sign of. I give up. I give up. And I'm just saying to you, the Lord says, if you'll live your life in surrender, the stresses that you're facing right now will slowly diminish. They'll just go away from you. And joy will be restored. Joy will be restored to your life. You ever said this? I just want to be happy. You ever said that? Yeah. Said a lot, okay? Let him give you your joy back. Let him give you your joy back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I like men who wear pink shirts. Takes a real man to wear a pink shirt. Lift your hands. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for the head of the house. I pray, Lord, that you would so grip this man with the reality that it is his responsibility to lead this family in the things of God. May he pray for his wife. May he lift her up. May he encourage her. And may he take the posture, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And would you bless them in Jesus' name? Amen. Amen. Appreciate you. Come on, give the Lord praise. Hallelujah, Lord. Come on, stand with me, would you? Let's just worship God for a few minutes. Hallelujah. Tipping point. Amen. I'm looking for that breaking point. Some of y'all, somebody's standing here with a need and you haven't moved out yet. You haven't moved out yet. People are here to pray for you. And you just haven't moved out. So we'll wait for you. You could be the breaking point of today's service. Amen. You could be the breaking point. Anybody? If I can stand up here and preach sounding like a sick goat, you can surely come up for prayer, okay? Come on, anybody? You're thinking about it, you just haven't done it yet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. There you go. There we go. Look at that. There you go. Come on down here. There you go. Come on, she's going to need three. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me just tell you this. In order sometimes for God to do incredible things, you have to wait. Okay? His manifest presence is worth waiting for. You just don't say amen and walk out the door. Okay? They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Praise God. Strengthen your people, God. Strengthen your people, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And I have the same impression Pastor Wallace has, that there's someone still out there, and the word that God has given me that is going through your mind is, God can't do this. There's no way out of this. This is too much. And, you know, I didn't want to come up, but I got that same nervous feeling that I get when God's speaking to me and telling me to go. And I had a person that I work with said the same thing, and I gave him this testimony. I was working at a brickyard, and let me get myself composed, but God give me strength. Anyway, I was working at a brickyard, and my job was to hook up the kiln carts with the bricks. There's tons of bricks on each one. So sometimes when the skirt isn't on the side, you got to reach underneath it. So I had to reach underneath, and there's like that much space in between the carts, so you can get between them. But the guy operating the machine didn't see me. So there's like three cars on this side, four or five on that side. and he didn't see me reach down in between the cards. He flipped the switch, and the card, and literally my arm was crushed centimeters. And they couldn't get the forklift through because the doors were blocked. They would have to get the thing to go all the way around the building. So I'm going down like this on my knees, and I had to go on my knees, walking with the cars as they went down till they stopped. And there was literally like the width of my finger, that's how crushed my arm was, this one. And I was in excruciating pain. And everybody, you know, got around me, and I just said, Father, help. And my arm just dropped. Pulled my arm up, there was no scratch, no bruise, no nothing. God can do it. God is the God of the impossible. He'll do it. And if you're the one out there that's thinking God can't do this, please come down and have somebody pray for you.
Amen.
Because I'll tell you, three or four people came to the Lord when they saw that I had a chance to lead them to God. So.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Craig. Come on, if that's you, if you're just waiting, that's your moment right there. Just come on, just step out of your seat and come. You have a tendency to believe. It's just, I don't know if God can do this or not. Amen. Just step out of your seat.
I'd like to share something with you this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I do have my phone. That's because I had to pull up something I posted last night so I could get it right. But I got home last night from work, and, you know, the pastor spoke on disease, but dis-ease. And I never looked at it that way. Sorry. Disease is the feeling inside also of past sins, any stress, you know, any uncomfortable feeling, fear, anxiety, that's disease. I was in my kitchen. I got home from work late. It was about 8 o'clock. Hadn't eaten supper. I was tired. I was hungry. I was warming up my food in the microwave because I don't cook often when I work that late. But I looked up. In the house that I'm moving in, there's some things left in the house. And there's one of those daily scripture calendars in there. You know what I'm talking about. And I just looked up. I had set it up top. And I read it. And it says, come, let's talk this over, says the Lord. No matter how deep the stain of your sins, I can take it out and make you as clean as freshly fallen snow. Wow. Whatever's weighing on you today, come put it right here.
Yeah. Yes.
Let the Lord take that weight off of you, because he's going to forgive you. If you're worried about your finances, your health, anything, put it right here.
Amen.
It's a struggle that I have too. We all do. But the Lord shows up in ways that you don't even think sometimes, when you least expect it. And I just wanted to share this with you this morning to show you how God showed up for me when I have fear and doubt. This morning I had fear and doubt. But I told the Lord the devil was not going to, he wasn't going to win. I want you to do the same thing. If you're hurting, sick, come right here. Because that's what we're here for. Praise you, Jesus.
Anointed. fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. God, let your anointing
Could I have your attention for a minute, please? Raleigh has a testimony. job. This is a... Pastor was saying earlier about healing. I came up and I had one of the Abdul to pray for me, or with me. He did a fantastic job. But I went outside and to get some air. I saw this bird on the stoop appearing to be dead. Had his head to the side and eyes closed. And I just said a prayer for the bird. Wesley came outside and he said, "You can get the trash can and put him in it." So he left me the trash can. When he came back, I said, "Wesley, you ain't gonna need the trash can now." He said, "What? I was still praying for the bird." The bear eyes came up. And you got an influence. So the Lord cared that much about a bird. Can you imagine how he cared about us? Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory. I think the Bible teaches us that God cares for sparrows. Amen. Amen. And if he cares for sparrows, how much more does he care for you? Okay. I think I'll take that as an indication that in this facility, somewhere along the line, somebody's going to be brought from death to life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Pastor Joy, would you come and close us out in prayer? I just want to tell you, I believe that God is going to take us on a journey and teach us how to seek him. Okay? I'm preaching on the presence of God, the manifest presence of God today on the spirit of healing. And so let's get ready for a journey for God to teach us how to have revival and foster a revival. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for patiently listening today. I know I wasn't the easiest cat to listen to, but I just thank God for you. We love you. God bless you.
Lord, we thank you for all that you've done in each individual today. And Lord, even for the body of Christ here, we thank you, Lord, for encouraging us and uplifting us. And Lord, the testimonies have been encouraging. The testimonies have given us not only encouragement and excitement for that person, but also, Lord, excitement for the things that we're going to hear next week. The things that you have started today in these prayer lines and will continue to work toward. Thank you, Lord, for the healings today, the deliverances today. Lord, the bondages that have been set free. We thank you, Lord, for those things. We ask, Lord, that you go with us and that tomorrow not be another Monday, but to be just a great Monday with us relying on you, praying and believing and stating our faith that you have healed us, that you have given us deliverances, that you're bringing forth those chains to be broken. We give you praise for all that you're doing. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
To you.